USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is off for North Korea, leaving today for meetings that will follow up on last month's historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Pompeo is to spend 2 days in the North, where he's hoping that he and Kim's top aides will be able to come up with an outline for detailed plans to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. In New York City on the 4th, U.S. Park Police say they had to evacuate Liberty Island after a woman protesting Trump immigration policies climbed onto the base of the Statue of Liberty.
Next thing you know, the park rangers, they just came running and just screaming, "Everybody get out, everybody get out." And there were just helicopters just, you know, right above us.
Park police say they were concerned other protesters might be coming to join the woman. And this is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A senior Trump administration official reportedly says that President Trump did consider invading Venezuela last year. The official telling CNN the president was speaking with several top foreign policy advisors about U.S. sanctions against Venezuela when he brought up the idea of invading it. The official saying then National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster vigorously opposed that idea. The President and First Lady hosting a 4th of July picnic at the White House for military families.
These are truly unbelievable people. Thank you for keeping America safe, strong, proud, mighty, and free.
The President wants OPEC to lower oil prices immediately, posting a tweet blaming the cartel for driving up prices, saying in all caps, "Reduce pricing now." He's been pressuring OPEC leader Saudi Arabia to start producing more oil. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The son of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead after a firefight in Syria. The terror group's propaganda news agency confirming that Russian troops killed him as ISIS forces were trying to attack a power station in the province of Homs. Western wildfires still taking a huge toll. There are over 70 of them burning.
Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel had an update on the High Chateau fire that's destroyed 7 Colorado homes.
We still have a lot of people that are still affected in evacuation zones. You know, I'm very joyful in the fact that we're able to get some folks in, but I'm still sad that we aren't able to get others into their homes yet.
In Utah, more residents have been ordered to evacuate their homes as crews struggle to gain control over a wildfire burning near a popular fishing reservoir. So far, it's destroyed about 30 structures. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
China's now warning that U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will hurt the U.S. and the entire world. Tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods scheduled to take effect tomorrow. At a news conference today in Beijing, a spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry says China will be retaliating immediately with tariffs on U.S. goods. And Joey Chestnut is again the world hot dog eating champ, eating 74 dogs and buns at the Nathan's contest yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.